In 1584, the Duke of Parma led the armies of the Spanish into Belgium and besieged the city of Antwerp. Food quickly became scarce, and so naturally, prices rose sharply. The city fathers of Antwerp responded by instituting a strict price control. No merchant could charge above their specified price in the city on pain of severe penalties. The consequences of this policy were twofold. It was a long time before the Duke of Parma was successful in blockading the river Scheldt to prevent ships laden with food. Corn and preserved meats might have been hurried into the city by the thousands of tons, but no merchant would run the risk of having his ships sunk by the Duke's batteries merely for the sake of finding a market no better than many others, which could be reached at no risk at all. If provisions had been bought at a high price in Antwerp, they likely would have been imported. As it was, the city, by its own stupidity, blockaded itself far more effectively than the Duke of Parma could have done. In the second place, the enforced lowness of prices prevented any sort of retrenchment on the part of the citizens. Nobody felt it necessary to economize, so the city lived in high spirits until the provisions ran out. In 1585, the city of Antwerp surrendered and was taken over completely by Spanish forces. From this, we can draw two principles. First, that rising prices encourage conservation of scarce commodities. In other words, controls encourage waste of scarce resources. Second, that rising prices bring forth increased supplies. In other words, controls diminish sources of supply. Now get out.